I try park inside the lines. Because last time they leave a paper for me. And they say, ah, yeah, so you need to park right. I say, man, it's 5 a.m. I like run this time, it's beautiful. I like watch sunrise.
Let's go.
I'm gonna fight Amanda Nunes, UFC 232. You know, Amanda's a good challenge. She's the champion 135. I hope she's prepared good, because I think all the fans wait for this fight. Like, all my career, I always defend my belt. But I was training for 6 rounds, you know? Like, one thing I don't like, feel tired. And I had to feel tired maybe in my training, but not at the fight. My game is simple, you know? But I consist, you know? I continue doing the simple things. I just continue working hard and have conditioning for the 6 rounds, if you have to. And that's it.
First thing is, I want to thank you guys for coming out and supporting the event. We've got a great number of women, which doesn't surprise me, in the crowd. It's nice to see the numbers of the females continuing to grow as far as who's coming here.
Hi, how are you?
Today we have seminar, don't match. Yeah, my partner trained, and he's a fighter too, and then he's doing seminar in our gym. He's with me in camp Holly Holm. He with me this camp Amanda Nunes, and I learned a lot from him. Except the guy having more than 100 Muay Thai fights.
Backhand does the work.
I have the girls come train with me, we make like a camp. And I introduce for them about the MMA, no need to be a fighter.
Good job.
Now I try to do my best for inspiration for the girls come training. And can do better every day, not just in the fight, but in the life too. This is the little pink belt, the little one. The little pink belt. Smile.
On the 29th of December, yeah. She'll be 6 months. Oh, baby.
I'm pretty tired. It's around 15 hours from Sweden, Stockholm.
Oh,
then we have a 9 hours time difference, so that's why we're out here so early, letting your body get used to it. I'm super happy to be fighting for the title, fighting against John Jones, and you can't be bigger than this. A tough camp, it's been a long camp, and this is the award. It's time to have some fun.
We've got about a week and a half until the final fight card of 2018. What a year it's been, but we are going out strong. We got Amanda Nunes in studio with us right now. How does one beat Chris Cyborg?
I know I'm gonna be 100% like forward in that fight.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna go forward. Nothing's gonna stop me.
What's different about this than your other fights in the past?
For me, is keep making history for me, for myself, for my career. You know, see what I'm capable of.
You wanna be the champ?
I wanna be the champ. Like, I don't know what I'm capable of if I don't try. I will come back here with 2 belts.
Love that. Let's go, baby.
Do you like being, I guess, the consensus underdog, where the perception is that, you know, you're not going to compete in this fight? Like, do you like that kind of role?
I love that kind of role.
It's not the first time.
It's not the first time, and take all the pressure. And I love surprising people.
Thank you. For
what's up, Nina? Nina, awesome fight.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's just start up.
Who is she fought as complete a fighter like you?
I think she is overconfident, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel if you get on top of Cyborg, that's a problem for Cyborg.
You have a submission on it?
I think submission.
Okay, how far into it would you guess if you had to guess?
2.5 Second round.
Amanda
gave her a look like, you're giving away my game plan? It
gets crazy in there sometimes.
You're not going to stand in the center of the ring and just slug it out.
She said that.
It's like they're fighting in a cage.
Exactly. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. We never know. We can train in a million things, you know.
Right. Amanda, thank you very much. Hey, best of luck with everything.
Your day is done.
Success.
We finished up the camp here in Las Vegas, here at the UFC Performance Institute, which is great. I love this place. They have everything for us.
All of his hard training is already done, so we're just putting in the last touches. Getting his speed, coordination, like even faster, even stronger, like more explosive.
Everybody wants to see the fight against Jones, and it should happen right now because I've never been this ready in my life before. He's the best out there, so he's very tricky. It's very hard to prepare for a guy like that. You have to be flexible, adaptable. The only thing I've been focusing on is just pushing my own body to the limit and focus a lot on my conditioning and my technique. So they're going to push him for 5 rounds. That's the plan.
We won't be able to keep up with it.
Crazy fast.
G.I. Joes, you can't go wrong with the G.I. Joes. What? I actually still have my G.I. Joes from when I was a kid. Clearing them out, baby. So right now we are here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, going Christmas shopping for the Tahajale Reservation. They have a bunch of children there who could use some toys for Christmas, and I thought I'd take it in my own hands, me along with my team, to bless some kids this Christmas before the big fight.
You got to get the Ronda Rousey doll.
What? Life's about giving back, and that's what we're gonna do today. So we're gonna load up a whole bunch of carts of toys and put a lot of smiles on a lot of kids' faces.
How's it going, John?
Hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you. Yeah, good to see you too. We can't forget the little girls now. We got a lot of trucks. We got a lot of trucks. Oh, you gotta get Black Barbie. You gotta get Black Barbie. Let's go. This camp, I feel like our team has been closer than ever. We've ate more meals together. We've done more praying together. Just spent more time together outside the gym. And it feels great, man. It feels really great. Team building. This is as good as it gets. My man got the man bun.
You want that Barbie?
The man bun. They got the Brian Ortega doll.
They got the style.
They got the Brian Ortega doll with the man bun.
Level 1 complete.
Cart number 1 complete. My name is John. What's your name?
Amara.
Who's this?
My little sister Aubrey.
Aubrey?
Gabriella.
Hey Aubrey. You shy? You want the ball? There you go, girl. Just like that. Man, that's what Christmas is about, right there.